Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It is presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. This week, excited to sit down with Chelsea Linder. Chelsea is the director of G-Beta Indy, a program that is expanding around the state as well. And Chelsea, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your background, how you got to where you are today from an educational path. Where'd you grow up?
I actually grew up in Singapore. I lived in Singapore from kindergarten through fifth grade, and then my family moved to Wellesley, Massachusetts after that. So I moved to Indiana to come to Butler. Mm-hmm. I was actually originally planning on being a dance major, but I had an injury, so that didn't work out.
Okay.
And I ended up being international business and anthropology double major. After I graduated, 3 days later, I started working at Angie's List. Mm-hmm. And I worked there for 7 years, which is a pretty long time for Angie's List. And after that, I worked at the Heritage Group mm-hmm. in the new center. And mm-hmm. then I came to Generator after that. So,
well, let's talk about Generator and the G-Beta program and how G-Beta Indy came to be here, to operate here, to support early stage businesses. What's Generator all about?
Yeah, so Generator is a company based in Wisconsin, and the mission of Generator is helping communities invest in their best and brightest. So we have our flagship program, which is an equity-based accelerator called Generator, and that program was kind of growing and getting more popular and getting a lot of applications from all over the world. And because of that, we wanted to kind of build something that would help communities focus specifically on their own best and brightest in their community. So we started G-Beta, which is a program that is limited geographically. So only startups who are located in the area where the program is running can mm-hmm. apply. We have 14 of those across the Midwest. And at this point, G-Beta Indy has been running for the past year and a half supporting indie companies.
Talk about that. How many companies are involved and what those companies, what the experience is like for those companies?
Yeah, so 15 companies have gone through. Each cohort has 5 companies, and it's a 7-week program that's heavily mentorship and kind of boutique focused on each company. We meet one-on-one with the companies throughout the 7 weeks and then introduce them to at least 35 mentors, as well as having them pitch to equity-based accelerators and investors at the end.
As you look at the expansion of the program, you just recently announced, I know we did a story at Inside Indiana Business on an expansion to Terre Haute. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we're really excited. After our companies, those 15 I just mentioned, have had great success. They closed a bunch of seed rounds, raised a bunch mm-hmm. of money, over $5 million, and created 84 jobs in the past year. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation, our main sponsor, was pretty happy with those outcomes. And so they asked us to continue to work on expanding across the state. Mm-hmm. So we announced 2 big expansions. One is the G-Beta Terre Haute program, which will be taking place in the spring. So 5 Terre Haute area companies can apply or can get into that program. And then we're going to be doing the G-Beta Ag Bioscience program, which mm-hmm. is our new partnership with Agrinovus.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about next. G-Beta ag bioscience, what's it all about, and what do you see as opportunities in Indiana for the program?
Yeah, so ag bioscience is going to be focused on ag tech, biotech, food tech, and life sciences startups anywhere from the entire state of Indiana. And we're really excited about this because I think that statewide, we know that ag bioscience is a strength that we have, and we have a lot of really good new burgeoning technologies and startups that are coming out. And so I think Agrinovus and G-Beta are really excited to kind of focus on those industries and try and help pull some of those new startups out.
Yeah, why does this type of partnership matter, and why did G-Beta really see value in this very targeted accelerator, especially in Indiana, where there seems to be a lot of momentum in the space?
Absolutely. So the best thing about having industry-targeted partnerships and programs is that it gives us a much more specific access to mentors, customers, and partners than when we run a program that is industry-agnostic. So mm-hmm. having 5 ag biosciences companies means that I'll be able to get some really strong mentors in that industry and, you know, even tenfold the value of the program.
Indiana has in my opinion, a lot of things going for it. Strong industry sectors, tech, life sciences, the ag biosciences, advanced manufacturing, business climate, healthy, more early stage companies are beginning to emerge. In your view, what do you think Indiana is doing right in kind of connecting all the dots?
I think that Indiana is doing a great job of taking a statewide approach to supporting entrepreneurs. And a lot of the other states that we're in with the G-Beta and Generator programs, we see more of like a city-based approach. And I think Agrinovis and the IEDC and the CICP in general show that we understand that there are just as good entrepreneurs in Terre Haute or in, you know, French Lick or anywhere else in Indiana that could benefit from the same resources and support that one here in Indianapolis could benefit from.
Certainly a lot of positives to point to, but as with anything, there is room for improvement. As you look at Indiana as a state and its ability to accelerate growth, what are some things maybe the state is not doing now that could it could be doing?
Yeah, I think that just like most states, we would love to see more on the investment side. So we always encourage investors to invest in their community's best and brightest rather than sending their money out of the state. And that's something that I would love to encourage more of our local investors to do, especially when we have such good startups coming out of programs like G-Beta.
As you look at the changing ecosystem, the tech ecosystem in Indiana, do you see it? You know, for a long time, the mantra was, well, you know, Indiana, you know, we're resistant to change as a state. We didn't really support entrepreneurs to a very good extent for a long time. I think that certainly is changing.
Absolutely.
You see that too? Do you
Absolutely.
See the culture?
Yeah. I think we're on a great upswing and the velocity of people understanding what they need to do to support startups and entrepreneurship in the state is increasing every day. So I feel really lucky to be a part of that.
Do you sense, what's your feel for young talent, young professionals and those? I mean, you look at the academic, the pipeline from the state universities and also the private universities like Butler. It's an amazing pipeline of
it
talent.
Really is.
And the challenge is, or the opportunity is, to keep more of that talent in state. Do you see young people looking at Indiana differently as maybe this is a place I could start a business or I could, you know, start my career and grow here?
I do. I have had several students or faculty members of universities that have gone through G-Beta with their companies that they either started while they were in school or with, you know, tech transfer-based research. And so I think that more and more those entrepreneurial students and faculty members are finding, like I was saying, the resources that they need to stay in Indiana and grow their company.
You can talk about resources, and certainly G-Beta is a great example of that growing ecosystem in the state. If there's advice that you would have for entrepreneurs who are getting started, words of wisdom, or again, where they should go. You know, sometimes I think entrepreneurs, no matter the age, think, you know, I've got this great idea. I have nowhere or no idea where to start or how to do it.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, do it. Mm-hmm. Please do it. That's my advice I always give. And then the second piece is come and talk to me. I have office hours every month. And even if you might not ever apply to a G-Beta program, you can use my office hours to get mentorship and coaching or even just talk through your idea. And then if you're interested in applying for G-Beta, the application deadline for both the Ag Biosciences and the Indy G-Beta programs is next Friday, September 20th.
And final question, how about the growth plans in Indiana for G-Beta? I mentioned expanding to Terre Haute. That is happening. Can we expect additional expansion around the state?
Yes, there will be more news coming out. So we are looking to expand further across the state and add at least two or three more programs in the next year. So keep your ears peeled for some more news on that.
Exciting. And we'll look forward to breaking that news on Inside Indiana Business.
For sure.
All right. Chelsea Linder is the director of G-Beta Indy. Chelsea, thanks for your insights. Thanks for being on the podcast as we explore the ag biosciences in the state of Indiana. And thank you all for joining us this week on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. This is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And are you the founder of an agriculture, food, or life sciences startup? Well, as Chelsea mentioned in this episode of our podcast, G-Beta has partnered with Agrinovis Indiana to offer an ag bioscience G-Beta program. That's in the fall. Be sure to submit your application, as Chelsea just said, before September 20th. So the clock is ticking. Submit that application before September 20th. And more information can be found at gbetastartups.com. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.